Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to have you with us this evening. If this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And so it is our pleasure to bring this show to you each and every week. Boots on the Ground was designed, or is designed, to bring a voice to those who may be either highly profiled or those who may not be as well known, but both equally work in their respective communities to bring about awareness, change, tangible resources, and current events related to domestic violence and sexual assault, that being our primary focus. But always know that we do address a number of different social causes, whether it's reproductive justice, economic empowerment, human trafficking, and also for our listening audience, be aware that February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. So if you work with teens, you're responsible for them, or if you have teens, use this as an opportunity to make them aware about the dangers of teen dating violence awareness and also about resources that may be available to them if they themselves or someone that they know is going through that. Our website is WIANL.org. Again, it's WIANL.org. When you go to the website, feel free to take a look around. Get connected with us on Facebook and on Twitter. We also are a nonprofit organization, so your tax, your donations of any amount is tax deductible, and we do ask that you give and give freely and generously as you are able to. So thank you so much again for tuning in. And today we have the absolute pleasure of having Andrea Merriman on the show with us. Andrea is the host of the 2016 Purpose Up Symposium. She is also the mother of a DV victim, a speaker, trainer, and creative harmony coach. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman that I had the pleasure of participating on a telesummit with her on last month. So while our meeting has been fairly brief, I believe that our kindred spirits have come together on a number of personal and professional levels, and I'm just so very honored and pleased to have her on our show. So without further ado, I present to you Andrea Merriman. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I'm super excited about being here. The opportunity of sharing the information on domestic violence as well as the information with this being teen dating violence, I think that it's a wonderful opportunity. And I do thank you again for being here. A couple of things I wanted to talk about is Teen Dating Violence Month is really dear to my heart. I am a mother of a daughter with domestic violence, and I normally come from the point of a mother and how it affects the family. Because of my oldest daughter's domestic violence issues and her coming back to our house, her husband became very violent. And I like to stress to individuals that are in domestic violence that that time that they leave is really crucial. And that's the time that you reach out to, you know, to get help, whether it's law enforcement or domestic violence association in your area, because that is the most volatile time that that person is, as they say, triggered or angry. Because of the domestic violence that was going on in my daughter's house, she moved back home. He was violent enough to come into our home and try to force her to come back. And as a result of his violence, my 17-year-old was murdered in the process. Mm. It was not her boyfriend, and she actually died in his arms. So although it wasn't her, she was affected by the domestic violence, and it does affect the whole family. So with it being teen dating violence, which is something that's dear to my heart now, I want to stop domestic violence, and the only way to do it is stop the cycle from the beginning. I really believe, Joyce, that it's imperative that we work with our youth and that we work with our youth to help them understand the importance of a healthy relationship. And a lot of times they're not seeing that. Our TVs don't portray healthy relationships as they should. And in our everyday environment, our school environments, our homes sometimes are not as healthy as they should be. I feel that it is imperative that I do that. And one of the ways that I've done that is because one of the things about Jennifer was she was a person who always wanted to help people. And I would ask her, I'd say, Jennifer, what do you want to do when you grow up? You know, she would have graduated. She was 17. And she always said, Mom, I'm really not sure. All I know is I want to help people, and I want to help youth. And she says, when I pray about it and I think about it, all I see is myself in front of a lot of people and just speaking and helping youth. And I look back on that now, and I've been inspired to carry on her legacy. And so I've created the Jennifer Y. Merriman Help Program. And the HELP stands for Hope, Empowerment, Life Skills, and Prevention. And that's what we'd like to do, is to give teens and from teen up hope and empower them and teach them the life skills they need and the prevention methods. And one of the things that we're doing is we have several programs. One that I do that's for adults, and we've been doing that since last May, and we've had great results. Matter of fact, about 15 minutes ago, they just finished the vision board, and they're in their week six, so it's really been great. And some of the things they came up with were awesome. They're able to dream again. And these are for women that have been through domestic violence or at risk. And the other opportunity I have is I'm now in the process of developing a program for youth, and it's the teen perspective of the same program. And it will go through everything as far as what a healthy relationship looks like, what, you know, to look for on social media, when to use social media and when it's not safe. They'll be going through how to, you know, talk to someone, how to respect yourself, and anything that would help them have a healthy relationship. It's been awesome creating it. Like I said, the programs we've had, right now we have a teen task force that meets once a month that gives me insight and things that they see going on in school that help create it. And so it's really been awesome. And one of the things that we're doing, because it is a new program, is we're having an event, Joyce, that you have agreed to so nicely come and speak at. I think it's going to be awesome. We have a great lineup of people coming, and all the proceeds will go to the Jennifer Merriman Help Program. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
Wow. Just a lot of different points that I would love to chime in on, and I'm not going to take up too much time with them all. I am a person who is never short on words, but just each time that I hear you share your story with such passion and sincerity and transparency, I mean, you just cannot help but be drawn to you and your passion. You know, as I shared with you before, I am so, so very sorry about your experience with all of this. But at the same time, I am just so honored and humbled to be one of those individuals that's going to be working with you, for instance, like the conference that you just spoke of, because you are using that tragedy as a means and an opportunity to help other people. And so I think it's a wonderful thing that you are taking what she shared with you, and you are actually living out and doing what it is that she said she wanted to do. You know, it's just amazing the way that we can turn situations around with God's help and be able to provide a platform that can help people to transition and transcend into a new, better, different, and more informative life. So I just want to applaud you and honor you and say thank you for taking your experiences and honoring her wishes, because that's exactly what we're doing with all that you do. And it sounds like it is being used in the right manner, the right spirit. It's being received well, and it's going well. So congratulations to you on all of it.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I appreciate you coming down. I think it's going to be an awesome event. If you'll, when folks tune in for the website, they'll see that we have a lineup of wonderful people. The kickoff night will be a great one-woman show that's down to earth. It's humorous. It's spiritual. You'll have you crying all at the same time. So
yes, I'm
we
excited
want to stop
about
us.
That.
And so I think that's going to be great, and that's going to be the kickoff night, and that'll get us all ready and understand the importance of women sticking together and men supporting those women. We have, and so Sherry Miller will be there doing that, and if you tune in to the website, I'm not sure if you've watched it, but the preview of what is going to happen is makes me ready to go. And I also have one of my very best friends, Paula Michelle, is coming from Nashville also. She is a super inspirational speaker. One of the things she asked me, she said, I'm really not sure what you want me to do. I said, well, one thing, I said, your smile, your personality, I need you to share that so you can help the spirit of it, if nothing else. You know, so like I said, we also having on that first Sunday, we're having two VIP sessions. And the first one is Dr. Nadia Brown. She's going to come. She has a great book that she has done, Leading Like a Lady, and How to Shatter Your Inner Glass Ceiling. And so many of us as women, and that's one of the things that we really need to do. We make decisions and do things, and we hold ourselves back. So I think that's going to be awesome. Also that night, I'll be teaching a class on essential oils and aromatherapy and how to use them in your meditation and use them in your home. So that's going to be neat also.
I think so. That sounds great. And I'm going to have you to bookmark everything for just a moment. For those of you who have just joined us, I'm Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And you are in the middle of an amazing interview that we're having right now with Andrea Merriman out of North Carolina. We thank you so much for tuning in to Boots on the Ground. This is a show that is really dear to my heart, and it was very important that I do this show each and every Monday, because my goal is to make sure that those who are doing the work, working in the trenches, whether they're well-known or not, they need their voices heard. They need their products and services mentioned. They need to inform their communities of the tangible resources that are available. And most of all, we need to let our communities know that they aren't alone. So whether your heart is domestic violence and sexual assault, which is what I am a survivor of, or if your cause is human trafficking or child abuse, child molestation, if it's economic empowerment, if it's reproductive justice, we cover all of those issues on this show, because our focus is to make sure that your voices are heard, that your information is given, and that the communities at large can be represented the way that they need to. One of the reasons that so many of us stay in abusive relationships or find ourselves engulfed in them is because we don't feel that we have any options, we don't feel we have any choices, we don't feel we have any support. So Boots on the Ground is very important to me professionally, but it very much is a part of who I am personally. So Walking Into a New Life is our nonprofit organization. I would strongly encourage you to visit the site at WIAML.org or find us on Facebook, any other social media platform we're there as well. And so we are talking right now with Andrea Merriman, and she is in the middle at this point of telling us about this fabulous conference that she is hosting next month. So So that's a good segue, then, Andrea, for me to, before you tell them about day two, tell our listening audience how they can connect with you and how they can connect with the conference.
They can find the conference online at powertopurpose.strikingly.com. POWER, the number 2, PURPOSE dot STRIKINGLY.com. And if that's a lot to remember, they can also send me a text and just type in the text PPP and send that to 704-251-6178. And they'll receive
really
a text
quickly,
that has all their.
And I want to make sure that people are aware. And I just want to make sure that people are aware, too, that if for some reason you missed any part of this broadcast or you missed something that Andrea said in terms of the website, any of that, please know that it's going to be available on our website and it will be on the Facebook fan page for Walking Into a New Life. All of her information will be there for you. So whether you choose to go back and listen to the replay, visit the website, or find us on Facebook, we'll have that information for you.
Great. So they can either find me online there or they can send a text and I'll get the information for them.
Okay. All right. So now, Andrea, tell us about day two.
Day two is going to be awesome. We're going to start out with called Power Your Morning. And a great friend of mine, Ruthie Coyne Joyner, who is an EFT practitioner, a nutritionist, and a hypnotherapist, and a life coach, is going to do some morning wake-up meditation. And so it was a good way to inspire our morning and start out great. Then I have a good friend, Dr. Nicole Corey, who is a survivor of domestic violence. And she's a psychologist, and she's going to do a great talk on how to define what your purpose is. Because before we can put power into it, we need to know what that is. And she is another dynamic, compassionate speaker that I think is going to be great. And then we'll have no other than Joyce Cowles, who will be speaking and talking about once you have left, what that aftermath will be like. And so, George, you can kind of give them a little more information about your talk if you like.
Okay. Well, I will share this really quickly. One of my biggest passions is once you understand the why, then we have to transition over into how. And so many times I've come across individuals who tell me why they left or why they stayed, but they don't know and understand what to do and what to expect once they've actually left. So I started this talk that has now become my signature workshop as well, and it's called I Left, Now What? And the purpose of it is to make sure that people understand that once you leave, that you suddenly become involved with a whole nother set of highs and lows, peaks and valley moments. And I don't think that we have done collectively, you know, as a community. I just don't think that we've done enough to educate individuals on what happens and what they can expect holistically when they leave a domestic violence situation. The psychological, the emotional, the spiritual, the financial, the physical things that we all go through when we've transitioned out. So we have to do more than just say leave, leave, leave. We have to tell people how to do it, how to do it safely, and then what they can expect when that happens. And one of the most important things, I think, is to understand that you are going to grieve. You're going to hurt behind this relationship because the person that abused you had not always been that way. Something about them attracted you to them and vice versa. So we feel a sense of guilt because we actually feel, you know, love and care about this individual. So that's just one of several things that I'll discuss in my short talk. But, again, my presentation is called I Left, Now What? And, again, it's based on personal experiences as well as professional statistics, and then what other survivors have shared with me about what they've had to encounter. So that's my spiel, and Andrea, I'm going to let you have it from here.
Okay. And one of the things you brought up, though, that makes sense that I'd like to tell people is you're right. Once you leave, you grieve that relationship. It's one of the things I told my daughter, just because that person was not able to have a healthy love does not mean that you were not. And mm-hmm. I think that's important, and I'm glad you said that.
Oh,
one of the other people that will be there will be Lori Pelzer. She is a woman advocate, a transformational success expert, and a personal development coach. And Lori is going to tell her story, and she tells about how she was a teen mom at the age of 18 with two kids, and how she raised her kids as a single mom as a victim of sexual abuse. And so, like you spoke before, we're not just working on domestic violence, but sexual assault, and we're just working on women that have been violated in any aspect. I think that this will be great for. Because I also have Lily Hancock. She's an independent insurance agent, but she's going to talk about the power of influence, the art of influencing people. And that's basically what we need to do for ourselves, learn to respect ourselves and understand that what we do influence others. I also have our director of our local domestic violence center, Donna Miller, will be speaking. And she'll talk a little bit more about how we are our sister's keepers. And knowing is not enough, but we must apply what we know and be willing to understand and help those that are around us. And again, then I will be following up, ending up with a presentation on the more about the Jennifer Merriman program and how mm-hmm. everyone can help.
All right. It is a phenomenal event. I am truly looking forward to it from a personal and a professional perspective. I am just so pleased to be taking part in this. And, again, I just thank you so much for your transparency, for the lineup of people that you've chosen. One of the things that I love is the fact that this is not just solely about domestic violence or solely about sexual assault, but it is about a holistic empowerment, and that's something that I think every woman can relate to. So even if those two particular things are not your specific issues, there's going to be something here for everyone, so everyone can take something away that they can use for themselves and or take it to their communities and be able to implement it into their communities, because it's about helping people to transition in a holistic, with a holistic frame of mind. So I love it. I think that any and everyone who attends will have wonderful things to say about it. And as we get towards the end of this segment, what I'd like to do is just ask you for the next couple of minutes to share any last comments, any takeaways that you would like to share with our listening audience as we get down to our last few minutes of the show.
Basically what I want to do, because we have tried to, because it is 2 days, but we've tried to make it to where it's affordable for more people, and I do have until February the 15th, there's an early bird general admission. And so instead of the price of $197 for the 2 days, until February the 15th, that price is only $97. The VIP sessions are separate, so you don't have to do those. Matter of fact, there's limited seating. We can only take 35 for the VIP sessions, but they'll be at 75. But I really want to stress that the early bird is until the 15th, because we're really trying to make it affordable, because I think it's going to be very beneficial. So even if people, I'm asking, if you're not able to come, if you would just like to sponsor someone, send me an email, go to the website, send me an email, and we'll make that happen for someone. I really want to help those that are out there that need it, and I think it's going to be awesome.
All right. Okay, you all heard that, $97 until February the 15th. If you know someone that you feel would benefit from this event and you are not able to come yourself but would like to sponsor someone else, do reach out to her and make sure you get that email to her so that she can work with you to make that happen. I am truly looking forward to this. Again, the conference is called 2016 Purpose Up Symposium. All of the contact information will be available on our Facebook page upon ending our show today, so you can connect with Andrea as soon as possible. And as she mentioned, she's also on Facebook as well. We'll have the information on our website and have her website information included. We just thank you all so much for tuning in each and every week with us, for sharing the information. It is our goal and desire to make sure that each week we're bringing you tangible resources, that we're bringing you real stories, real truth, real transparency, and an opportunity for you to get connected in the community for which you serve. And maybe there's someone that's in the community where Andrea is. Andrea is in North Carolina. Andrea, tell everyone where you are exactly and where this conference is going to be.
The conference is going to be held in, it's called Albemarle, North Carolina. We're about 40 miles northeast of Charlotte. So it's only, if you fly into Charlotte, it's only about a 45-minute drive. It's a straight shot. You can't even get lost. And so it's going to be held it's going to be held at a really neat place. It's Tiffany's on 1st and Main. It's a new venue that has decorated and changed over to do just events and weddings, and it's really nostalgic. It has the country old look. Albemarle is a beautiful place, so, you know, if you're tired of the snow and the rain and you just want a place to kind of hang out, it's great. Spoken with the people at the Holiday Inn, they're waiting on everybody to call in, you know, to book reservations. You know, I went and walked the venue a couple of days ago. It's she's really done some great things in there. But it's an Albemarle, North Carolina.
Okay. And all the information, as I said, will be available on social media. And, of course, you are more than welcome to listen to this replay. So if you happen to join us late, I would strongly encourage you to go back and listen to the replay, especially from the beginning, because Andrea shared a powerful, powerful testimony as to why she does what she does. And it just really is it's empowering, it's impactful, it's sincere, it's transparent, and it really brings you closer into why this work is so important. So, again, February is known as Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month, and I just think it was really timely to have Andrea on the show to help us kick off Teen Dating Violence Awareness and to also share her experiences. And I'll just share this really quickly. The timing of all of this could not have been better because Andrea was not scheduled to come on tonight. And yet everything worked out so that not only was she able to come and share with us, but the information that she needed to share today is very timely for where we are. So, Andrea, we're down our last few seconds. Thank you so much for joining the show. I appreciate you, and I look forward to having you back on again in the next couple of months for us to follow up on the conference.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem. And for those of you who are listening in, thank you again for tuning in to Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. And do share this information with those within your responsibility of influence. We'd love to be able to share what we have to offer and that the information that's being provided will be given to the community so that we can help others transition from victim to victorious. Again, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and this has been another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to having you joining us again on next Monday. Be blessed.